Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. Very useful and pertinent. Just a question about your reference to the proof of relocation, mentioning that we need a sworn statement by a notary indicating that our displacement is not, or our change is not temporary. For some of us, for example, who will have children in other continents and such, to what extent do we need to predict the future? Because it sometimes may not be possible for us to swear that we are going to be in this place forever. What does the statement actually have to say? What does it have to reflect, that statement by the notary?
I'm just going to verify if we have included that in the information. It's very important. Yes. Normally, you have to indicate that you have moved to this country and that you're establishing residence there. You can, after obviously, move from that place. Some countries would consider that for you to be a resident in that country, you need to be at least 6 months.
Yeah.
Does that answer the question?
I think so. Thank you. It was mainly because, for example, if I become a resident in another country, they will give me some residency permit, which I can, I think, scan and send to you. But in addition, you would need the notary confirmation that that's correct, I suppose, or.
Or in the sworn statement, it must contain your address at the new country.
Okay.
I think we have a template that is attached to the e-clearances. You are UN Secretariat, right? You're welcome.